More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Let's start with facts. Number one, we have a broken border. Number two, it was broken on purpose to fundamentally change this country. Now we know just how bad the broken border is. And a perfect example of it are the numbers that are coming out from the Christmas weekend. Christmas is usually a time when people want to hang out with their families. Christmas is a time when you usually hit pause in your life. And you sit, you rest, you spend time with family and friends. But not if you're breaking into the United States of America. 29,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended at the border during the Christmas weekend, new numbers are showing. Border Patrol agents apprehended. This is not including the gotaways, those that broke into this country that they did not catch. These are just the people they apprehended. Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 29,000 illegal immigrants during the Christmas weekend. Most American families were enjoying the celebrations of Christmas, as I mentioned, with what? Family and friends. What was Border Patrol doing during the same time? Border Patrol agents stayed to their tasks of now processing, being chauffeurs, transporting, and being nannies, caring for all the illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. And then what do? They did what the Biden administration demands. After being babysitters, chauffeurs, they then were told to release the 29,000 migrants that had pushed across the southern border by human smuggling cartels that are richer now than at any point in the history of drug cartels, making more money now off of human beings who they rape, beat, rape again, sexually assault and molest the children, because adults and children are making them more money than drugs. Border Patrol agents assigned to the 9 Southwest Border Patrol sectors apprehended, as they have now officially recorded more than 29,000 migrants. They illegally crossed the border between the ports of entry between December the 22nd and Christmas Day. On Thursday, December the 21st, agents apprehended at least 9,000 more immigrants, illegal immigrants. Add that number, you're now at 40,000 in a 4-day period. This brought the total for the last 5 days to more than 40,000 apprehensions of those that were caught. And again, this does not count the quote gotaways. The numbers included in these reports are likely understated the true number of apprehensions, as migrants who are kept camping in outdoor detention areas along the border's edge are not counted until they're processed into Border Patrol shelters, law enforcement sources have confirmed. So, when you see the pictures of those that are sitting there at the border, when you see those that are sitting there waiting for Border Patrol agents to process them, those numbers are not counted. What does this mean? It means the numbers that I told you a moment ago could actually be almost double what I actually stated. Let me give you an example of that. The Tucson sector remained the hot spot along the U.S.-Mexico border. Tucson agents apprehended at least 12,250 migrants during the five-day period. This was just slightly ahead of the nearly record 12,000 migrants that were apprehended in the Del Rio sector during the same period. The massive swell of migrants crossing through Mexico and entering the United States of America have now forced officials in the Del Rio sector to shut down all operations at the multiple Border Patrol stations, as well as Interior Highway immigration checkpoints, so they can take that staff to then be, you guessed it, chauffeurs, babysitters, and processors of paperwork, not protecting the border, waving a white flag saying, come on over. Now, this move leaves more than 10,000 square miles, all of this designed on purpose by the Biden administration, within the sector without any Border Patrol presence. In recent weeks, the Biden administration also purposely shuttered the Eagle Pass Bridge 1 port of entry, as well as the railroad bridge linking Eagle Pass to Mexico. Why did they do this? To reassign personnel to address the continuing migrant surge. I take a moment to think about what I just told you. And what it means is the cartels know that we have fewer agents on patrol during this holiday season. They know that this heightened alert, usually that we do during times of massive surges, is gone. We know that U.S. Customs and Border Patrol said this, quote, with no agents on patrol inland or on the immediate border, we are inviting them to come and move contraband or high-value targets at will with no threat of apprehension. So there is a 10,000-square-mile area that there are no Customs and Border Protection, there are no agents, there's no patrols inland. There is no body there to stop massive flows of drugs, including fentanyl, or high-value targets. What does this also mean? It means those on the terrorist watch list know when and where to cross our border with no chance of being apprehended. Those that are terrorists that want to cause us harm know that right now there's a wide-open border and they can come and go as they please. On the Friday before Christmas, Customs and Border Patrol officials snuck out the Southwest Land Border Encounters Report for November. The report revealed the continuing crisis and the conditions along the southern border, as agents apprehended, ready for this number, 191,000 migrants during the second month of the new fiscal year 2024. Quote, by strategically holding the release of these numbers until the Friday before Christmas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas is unabashedly showing the full measure of his duplicity. That's what Chairman Green said in a written statement. These numbers are so bad, he wants as few Americans to see them as possible. The numbers of apprehensions up from October's report as well, bringing the total number in the last 2 months to almost 400,000 illegal immigrants crossing that we've apprehended. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They stand behind their values and they stand behind exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profit, and that is why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal with the Every Friday Matters deal. And you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the radical left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders. And more than just that, they are actually a 100% U.S.-based company with customer service teams that make switching easy. So you can keep your same number you have right now. You can keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Friday76. That's Friday76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code Friday76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make the switch today at patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. On top of everything that I just told you, there's a new headline from NBC News. Migrant caravan heads towards U.S. southern border ahead of Blinken's trip to Mexico. 7,500 people are estimated to be a part of the massive group. Organizers of the migrant caravan have said they can't wait to get to America, where they know that they will be accepted. This caravan, and again, this is coming from NBC News, they're now saying that this is a massive group and there's others that are planned after this. The Today Show, putting it this way, listen carefully. This is how the, again, this is how the Today Show is now reporting the migrant crisis problem at our southern border.
This morning, the southern border's migrant crisis marching on. This video capturing the largest caravan in more than a year. An estimated 8,000 men, women, and children in Chiapas, Mexico, near Guatemala. All of them headed north. Organizers say the group swelled by nearly 2,000 people in a single day. Many hoping for a better life. Many more road weary and exhausted. The caravan moving as the Mexican president welcomes U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The Mexico City meeting set for later today, expected to focus on the unprecedented irregular migration and border security between the neighboring countries. The visit following a recent phone call between President Biden and Mexico's leader.
The two leaders agreed that additional enforcement actions are urgently needed.
It comes as the number of migrants in cities across the country are reaching record levels, with New York City seeing up to 4,000 people arriving each week. Local shelters and services overwhelmed and struggling to keep up.
We have no more room in the city.
Meanwhile, on the ground in Eagle Pass, a surprising lull in crossings Tuesday, following a record-breaking week, where thousands of migrants lined the banks of the Rio Grande, and processing took hours, if not days. Outside a shelter, we met Osmani, Marianne, and Edison.
Donde van ahora? Where are you going now?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Dallas.
Marianne from Venezuela says she's now waiting until her asylum hearing.
Para cruzar.
After a five-month journey here, she describes similarly to so many other migrants we've heard from, a dangerous, potentially deadly track that, in her mind, is worth it.
And Morgan, of course, we're heading into some colder months now. In fact, we're already really here now in December. How are cities preparing to manage?
Yeah, Laura, they're absolutely having to get creative. We know that in Chicago, the state is sponsoring hotel rooms for migrant families there. While in New York City, a tent encampment on the very outskirts of the city has just opened up that at one point was used as a campground. And we know that in some cases, migrants are now forced to leave a shelter after 30 days and then reapply. Every inch of available space in incredibly high demand now. Laura.
That is now NBC News, the Today Show, reporting this. They're telling you now how bad it is. If they're telling you how bad it is, then imagine what's already happened. Now, what they're not telling you, and notice they put zero pressure on the Biden administration to do anything to stop this. Why? Because this was all created and done by design. Let me give you another example of what's happening in different cities now. The Chicago mayor is now pleading for federal help as he sounds the alarm on border crisis, saying, quote, the country, this is a Democrat, Chicago liberal mayor, saying that the country is, quote, now at stake. The country is now at stake. This is a Democrat mayor saying it, not a Republican, but a Democrat mayor. This mayor talking about just how extreme things have gotten. He is concerned and worried about the future of his city for obvious reasons.
Work authorization. Look, the technical support that we received from the federal government, we appreciate that. Work authorization to put people on a pathway to sustainability, I certainly appreciate that. And without real significant investment from our federal government, it won't just be the city of Chicago that won't be able to maintain this mission. It's the entire country that is now at stake. But in no way what the state of Texas is doing is helping the cause. As much as we recognize that there are challenges, significant challenges at the border.
He's referencing the fact that it's time for, and Texas is busing and sending people all over the country to where they want to end up. Now, the Chicago mayor that I just played for you, Brandon Johnson, pleaded with the federal government, that means the Biden administration, on Wednesday, for the federal government to take a bigger role in tackling the migrant crisis, warning that the Windy City and other parts of the U.S. are being overwhelmed by the new arrivals. Without real significant investment from our federal government, it won't just be the city of Chicago that won't be able to maintain this mission. Now, when they call it a mission, I think you need to understand that, okay? It's very frustrating when you hear it the way that you just heard it, but again, they call it a mission. My mission is not to allow people to break into our country. Their mission apparently is. They're calling it a mission to allow more people into this country. Why? Because they want to fundamentally reshape this nation. Johnson, who's 47, explained that he's asked the Biden administration to set aside another $15 billion, that's your tax dollars, not going to help Americans, not helping helping American kids, not helping American veterans, not helping change our failing schools. No, $15 billion he needs of resources to address the illegal immigrant issue in Chicago. Biden requested $13.6 billion for border security. So to be clear, the mayor of Chicago is asking for $15 billion, while Biden asked for $13.6 billion to secure the border. It's costing more money to take care of the illegal immigrants in Chicago than the president's willing to spend at the southern border to secure the southern border. This is how you fundamentally reshape a country. This is how you reshape a nation. This is how you kill the United States of America. And they're full speed ahead trying to do it.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I want you to hear from Brandon Judd. He's the Border Patrol president down there, the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He told Newsmax on Wednesday that agents along the U.S.-Mexico border are seeing a caravan every single day. Is we now have this caravan that is on its way to the U.S. It is now above 30,000 people in it. Listen.
A caravan every single day. You know, on Christmas Day, which is normally our slowest day of the year, we apprehended 7 times what the norm is. So we're seeing a caravan every single day on our southwest border. And what that does is that depletes our resources. It doesn't allow us to properly patrol the border. We cede area to the cartels every single time we have to take these big groups into custody. We have to transport them. We have to process them. We have to take them to the hospital. We have to do detention security when these individuals are in our stations. So it takes our agents out of the field. And when our agents aren't in the field, we can't properly patrol the border. And when we can't do that, that means American lives are in danger. That's when the gotaways happens. That's when the aliens from special interest countries, countries that want to do us harm. That's when the fentanyl, the cocaine, that's when it makes it into our country. This is a very dangerous situation that could be solved tomorrow if we had the proper policy, but we can't get this administration to do what's right by the American people.
Can't get them to do what's right by the American people. This migrant caravan that's gone from 6,000 to 8,000 to 11,000 to 15,000, headed for the U.S. border. Brandon Judd, who's the president of the National Border Council, said, guys, we're seeing these caravans every single day. To put it in perspective, on Christmas Day, which is normally the slowest day of the year, they apprehended 7 times what the norm is. Quote, we transport them. We have to process them. We have to take them to the hospital. We have to do detention security when these individuals are in our station. So it takes our agents out of the field. And if you don't think the bad guys know this, they know it. So what happens? That's when the fentanyl, the cocaine, makes it into our country in record numbers. This caravan approaching the United States of America is the largest since June of 2022. It's made up primarily of people from Cuba, from Haiti, Honduras. Local media report that some caravan members came from as far away as India and Bangladesh, according to the BBC. You want to know what the concern is along that southern border? The real concern now is what's coming in at this border and who's coming in with them. Listen.
We're all concerned about that, especially with the gotaways. It's one thing to take somebody in custody that matches some semblance of the terrorist watch list, but it's another thing when you know that thousands upon thousands of people are able to enter our country illegally and evade apprehension. You know, one of those individuals that was apprehended on the terrorist watch list was apprehended in the trunk of a vehicle in Texas. It was Texas DPS that was able to apprehend that individual. I can personally tell you that it is most likely that that person was, in fact, that terrorist. So we have to look at what is depleting our resources. How can we put our resources back in the field? How can we actually protect American people? Because that's what every single Border Patrol agent wants to do. We want to protect the American people. We just can't do it right now under the policies that were given by this administration.
The policies. You notice the last thing he said. He's telling you the truth. He's saying, hey, guys, you need to understand right now. This is the rules that we've been given. This is what they've said that we have to do. This is how we have to do it. The Biden administration has orchestrated and planned this. That's what they've done. They have orchestrated this. I go back to the mayor of Chicago. Brandon Johnson, who's requesting more money to take care of illegal immigrants for Chicago, the city of Chicago alone, Chicago proper, than the president's willing to spend to secure the southern border. And what he said, listen carefully to it again.
The technical support that we receive from the federal government, we appreciate that. Work authorization to put people on a pathway to sustainability, I certainly appreciate that. And without real significant investment from our federal government, it won't just be the city of Chicago that won't be able to maintain this mission. It's the entire country that is now at stake. But in no way what the state of Texas is doing is helping the cause. As much as we recognize that there are challenges, significant challenges at the border, and we do need real substantive immigration reform and policies that allow us to have a structure and a pathway to citizenship. But again, sending buses all over the state of Illinois and all over the country is reckless and, quite frankly, is dangerous.
It's reckless and dangerous. You notice the thing that he said there at the end. It's the entire country that's now at stake. But then notice what he says. If Congress doesn't pass a, quote, pathway to citizenship for the millions of illegal migrants pouring across the open southern border. So this Democratic mayor, Brandon Johnson, said it on national TV on CNN this morning. He said, we need a pass to a pathway to citizenship for the millions of illegal immigrants pouring across our southern border. Now you understand it. Now you understand why this is happening the way that it's happening. This mayor is telling you, give them citizenship, and then everything is going to be fine. Give them amnesty, folks. That's what this is. Amnesty. CNN, by the way, also reporting on the border crisis, talking about blue states are seeing the most Google searches now related to illegal immigration as more Americans say it's a, quote, top issue. Here's how they described it as Anthony Blinken is a meeting with the Mexican president amid the migrant surge.
What do voters think about immigration right now?
Yeah, it's becoming a real top issue here. So the top issue facing the nation. Look, the economy is still number one. It was number one in August. It's number one now. But take a look at the immigration / border security. It was just at 11% in August. Look where it's hopped to now, 19%. So it's closing in on the economy. In a number of different polls I've looked at, immigration and border security is running a closer second place to the economy as we head into 2024. And you might be thinking, though, okay, this is just Republican voters who are feeling this way. But I want you to take a look here because I think this is rather interesting. The most Google searches for migrants by state. Look at all these states, Phil. They're all blue states. Illinois is one. New York is two. Massachusetts is three. New Jersey is four. Colorado is five. And, of course, there's been a lot of talk about the migrant crisis in both Illinois and New York. And it seems like even voters in those states, very blue states, states that Democrats win in general elections almost always, they are focusing on this issue as well.
So now it's a real issue for Democrats. It's a real issue. The mayor, Rolando Salinas, Democrat from Eagle Pass, Texas, Democrat from Eagle Pass, Texas, said this about the border this morning.
Our city here in Eagle Pass, we've been getting slammed with 2,000 to 3,000 people a day. And it's just an unfair, unethical situation. What's going on here in Eagle Pass? We feel ignored by the federal government.
We feel ignored by the federal government. You want to know why? Because you're a Democrat in a Democrat city and they don't care if you're mad because they believe that they can give amnesty to 20 million illegal immigrants and they change this country forever. That's what they believe.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You got to understand, Mexico doesn't want to stop the migrant flood. They're getting rid of their problems. And the people that are coming across the southern border are sending money back to their host countries. All of these countries are getting citizens to leave who are then becoming a financial asset instead of a liability for their country. When people come across the southern border, they send money back home. I want to be clear about that. They send money back home. In fact, a couple of years ago, the dollar amounts were so staggering that they said that illegal immigrants were sending more money back to Mexico than they were making off oil production. That's how massive it was. Mexico doesn't want this to stop. Now, top Mexican diplomats say talks with the U.S. are very good because they know this is just a delay. Keep coming across the southern border. Keep flooding America. Keep sending your money home. Listen.
Mexico and the U.S. appear to have reached agreement on ways to deal with a crisis on the shared border. A senior U.S. delegation traveled to Mexico City for talks Wednesday with Mexico's president and other officials. Mexico's top diplomat says the meeting was very good and details on agreements will be announced later in a joint statement. The talks come as both U.S. and Mexican governments are under pressure to address an influx of migrants in recent weeks. CNN's Rosa Flores reports.
As border authorities near a breaking point from the weeks-long migrant surge, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas meet with Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico City to discuss ways to drive down the unprecedented number of illegal migrant crossings. The seven-day average earlier this month, 9,600. Blinken and Mayorkas are expected to ask Mexico to move migrants south, control railways that are used by migrants to move north, and provide migrants incentives to stay in Mexico, like visas. In Eagle Pass, Texas, although migrant apprehensions dropped from about 3,000 daily encounters last week to about 2,000 Monday, according to a law enforcement source, one of two international bridges are still closed to vehicle traffic to redirect personnel to process migrants. The wait time to cross by car Wednesday afternoon, an astounding 15 hours. Many Americans who frequently drive back and forth are opting to cross on foot, like Minerva Castro.
Vienen con niños, pobre gente.
She says that when she ditched her car in Mexico, she saw a group of about 100 migrants walking towards Eagle Pass, some with children. One Eagle Pass business owner says the migrant surge is tearing the community apart.
I can tell that tempers are flaring everywhere you go. That's why I'm hoping that there is a peaceful resolution to this crisis.
Would you like to see President Biden visit Eagle Pass?
I would, very much so.
Texas State Representative Eddie Morales, a Democrat who represents residents from 11 West Texas counties along the state's border with Mexico, says the federal government's ongoing closure of the bridge and the recent five-day closure of the International Railway cost the U.S. economy hundreds of millions of dollars.
Everyday Texans are the ones that end up suffering.
Morales says he's hopeful that the top-level talks in Mexico City will pave the way for realistic change at the border, but says he would have liked to see Texas Governor Greg Greg Abbott have a seat at the table.
We're only going to get there if there's communication between these two countries and also with the state of Texas.
Texas recently passed its own immigration bill and has come under fire for Abbott's border security tactics like busing and flying migrants to blue states, separating migrant families, and deploying controversial border buoys and concertina wire. Morales initially supported Abbott's border security push, which has cost billions of dollars, but now says those efforts have fallen short.
We have nothing positive to show to our taxpayers for the amount of money that we've invested.
If you take a look behind me, you'll see an open field with no migrants, and you might think that there is no border crisis. Well, here's the thing. The U.S. federal government has gotten really good at something called decompression because they've had a lot of practice. That's when migrants that are in an area that is over capacity are transported to an area that has processing space. Now, when it comes to the talks in Mexico City, one of the things that I'll be looking for as a possible clue for the outcome of those talks is the posture of law enforcement on the Mexican side of the border.
So they meet in Mexico. They admit there's a problem. They admit there's a crisis. And what are they doing about it? Not a damn thing. Nothing at all. This coming from a president of the United States of America who created this by design. The Democratic Party created this by design. This is success at the highest levels for them. This is not a bad thing. This is their success. They're able to change this country fundamentally in what would take maybe decades in a year. Now all they have to do is pay off on the promise. And the promise is amnesty. That's what will come next. They will put a gun to our heads and say, if you don't give us amnesty, we won't stop the chaos of the southern border. That's the trade. It'll get so bad, right? So now we're there. And we've got 10,000 a day coming across, 20,000 a day, these surges of people that we've never seen before coming every day, 50,000 over the holiday weekend. You want that to stop? Fine. Let everybody that's here get amnesty, become American citizens. We can fundamentally change this country, and then everything will be great. That'll make everything perfect again. You'll get your safety, you'll get your security, but you must change America and trade that in to get it. Don't forget, share this podcast with your family and friends. Share it on social media. Please hit that follow button if you're listening on Apple iTunes, or subscribe or auto-download depending on what you're listening on, what platform. But make sure you follow us, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.